Good morning to all the listeners. How happy we are to be coming your way once again. I feel the Spirit of the Lord working, and I believe He's going to give the listeners something good as we consider the unsearchable riches of Christ. Listen to this promise. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. 1 Peter 3:12. There's power unlimited in prayer. But in order to tap this source, one must go about it in the right way. We reach God through prayer. The songwriter said it like this. There's stealing o'er my peaceful, trusting soul a power that is most divinely sweet. As all my burdens on the Lord I roll and meekly linger at His blessed feet. I kneel in sweet submission while my prayer ascends on wings of faith to Father's throne. He listens while my hopeful spirit there its faltering petitions maketh known. What bliss to dwell where heaven's blessings fall, until my soul with mercy's drops bedewed responds in answer to my Father's call with words of thankfulness and gratitude. As angels came to dark Gethsemane to bless the Savior as He there did bow, beneath the shadows dense on bended knee, O Father, bless my waiting spirit now. In the Smithsonian Institute, Washington, D.C., and also the Wright-Patterson Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio, both of which I visited, I saw planes of antique vintage, which date back to some of the earliest and most primitive machines, making it possible for man to realize his dreams of flying in the heavens as a bird. These gave man the wings to soar as the eagle in the sky. What a thrill it must have been for the Wright brothers to prove to the skeptics that it is possible for mankind to fly. He can defy the laws of gravity and rise into the heavens to soar away into the great expanse of the universe. However, we know there are limitations to this. God sets the boundaries, but who can tell the limitations and the power of God wrought through prayer? Through prayer, the spirit of man is set free to serve the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Bars indeed make prisons, but prayer and faith gives release from bondage. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. James 5:16-18. There is power in prayer and faith to remove mountains. Nothing is impossible with God. Who has the privilege of prayer? Any and every soul may learn the secret of prayer. The highest thing in human experience is not limited to the talented, the highly educated, the famous. It is not confined to old or young, rich or poor, high or low. Every individual may partake of this source of power. Man is a crowning work of creation, the masterpiece of the plan of salvation, with the equipment supplied by the Lord to be an overcomer. There's no shortage with God. Even the lowest sinner may be redeemed from the curse of sin and have fellowship with the Most High through the power of prayer, thus being made a saint of God. The heathen in darkest land can find God through prayer and faith. Mothers under hard conditions may know the secret of prayer. Youth from communist homes may engage in prayer, thus giving them strength to face the enemy with strong temptation. Many answers have been obtained through prevailing prayer. People of limited talent and training have had marvelous experiences and accomplished wonders through prayer. It should be made known that any life may have access to this power of prayer. Godly lives receive their strength and beauty through prayer. These high or low, old or young, rich or poor, who have learned to really pray, have found a secret that will give them strength to overcome the enemy of their souls. Prayer may be likened to an electric line of power to the throne of God. No one seems to know exactly what electricity is. Scientists are baffled to know. They know how to produce it, how to transmit it, how to use it. We know how to turn the switch and the light comes on, but it is surrounded with mystery. One thing is certain, electricity will produce results. After all, that's what counts, and so it is with prayer. Lives are transformed through prayer. Battles are fought and won through prevailing prayer. Sickness is healed, and God's power is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Experience is the test of reality. Skeptics may disbelieve in prayer. Critics may make fun of it. But to the child of God, it is a lifeline to the throne of God. Prayer is the thing that can be switched on and cause tremendous things to happen. Prayer ties us in with the generators of God's power. We can draw without limitations and cause great things to be accomplished. Be it ever so great, prayer is available even to children and the unlearned. It is free as the air we breathe. He might have looked at me in astonishment and replied, "Certainly I know what air is. Air is what we breathe. We cannot live without it." And that is true. But would he know that we were going to pound heads on rivets? That we're going to drill holes into the flint and do drilling in the mines with air? That huge trucks are controlled by air pressure to their brakes? That trains do the same? Even the schoolboy of today knows that air compresses full of wonderful energy and commercial possibilities. So prayer is simple, but no less great and tremendous. Prayer will bring conviction to the sinner. It brings about revival. It awakens the spiritually dead. Beware of that professor who's not learned to pray. Jesus arose a great while before day and went into the mountain to pray. From his Father he drew strength to cast out devils, heal the sick, and preach the gospel of the kingdom. The psalmist wrote, For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They've spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compass me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love they are my adversary. But I give myself unto prayer. Psalms 109:2-4. When Herod thought to behead Peter, the church prayed. What happened? The prison doors were open and Peter went out a free man because the church prayed. When Daniel was accused by enemies, he prayed. God delivered him from the lion's den. When Paul and Silas were cast into prison, they sang and prayed at the midnight hour. The prison was open and the jailer was saved and baptized that very night. When a man of God with a soul burden prays, people are melted, moved, inspired, and uplifted under his messages. They get material for eternal value. Their hearts are fed. Definite results are felt. On the other hand, another preacher with an even greater ability of expression may not see the results if he fails to pray and completely yield to God. Lives and destinies of children are often affected by the prayers of their mothers and fathers. On the other hand, take parents who do not pray. Their children may be talented, learn in the ways of this world, but grow up to be selfish, cold, and perish after having lived utterly meaningless lives. Great men and women of God have learned their strength lies in the power of prayer. Our Bible came to us because men of God were moved and inspired to write under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Often their writings were seasoned with prayer. Jacob prevailed with God in prayer and was prepared to meet his brother. Thereafter, he was known as Israel. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always, Acts 10:1-2. This man was a Gentile, but God heard his prayer and sent Peter to preach the gospel to him. God witnessed to him, saying, "Thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God," Acts 10:31. Was it not good to know God heard his prayer? Indeed, and God is not partial, nor does he respect any man above another. James tells us, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him." James 5:14-15. Listen to this verse. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Philippians 4:6. Friends, if you haven't learned to pray, you're missing the source of power to a victorious life. It will give you grace to smile when things go wrong. When you're falsely accused, if you're prayed up, there is victory for you. The conqueror, it's easy to smile when the skies are blue and the sun is shining bright. Yes, easy to smile when your friends are true and there's happiness inside. But when hope is fled and the skies are gray and the friends of the past have turned away, then indeed it's a hero's feat to create a smile in the face of defeat. It's easy to smile when the storm is o'er and your ship is safe in port. Yes, easy to smile when you're on the shore, secure from the tempest sport. But when wild waves wash o'er the storm-swept deck and your gallant ship is a battered wreck, that is a time when it's well worthwhile to look in the face of defeat with a smile. It's easy to smile when the battle's fought and you know that the victory's won. Yes, easy to smile when the prize you sought is yours when the race is run. But here's to the man who can smile when the blast of adversity blows. He will conquer at last, for the hardest man in the world to beat is the man who can smile in the face of defeat. Our Father, bless the message to the good of every listener. May they learn the secret of victory through prayer. Break the hard heart. Call the sinners and backsliders to repentance and give the saints victory through Christ. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear ones, when you come to the valley of the shadow of death, you will need to be prayed up. May the Lord be gracious to you when you come to crossing the bar. Sunset and evening star, one clear call from me, and may there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. But such a tide is moving seems asleep, too full for sound or foam, when that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home. Twilight and evening bell, after that the dark, and may there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. For though from out our bourne of time and place, the flood may bear me far, I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. Alfred Tennyson. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always and a very cheerful goodbye.